meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Content. Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, everybody. It's the Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Kathy Griffin is our guest tonight. Oh, no, I love this Kathy Griffin.
This show always interferes with our social life and conversation, doesn't
it? Yeah, I know.
I know. Phone number, 1-800-LOVE-191. Me, Drew, and Kathy were just sitting here talking, and the show started up, and it was like, oh, goddamn with the show, ruining our spirited conversation. We're going to have to dumb it up for the Stone Kids on the air now. And the thing that's always funny, too, is when Drew tries to jam in just a little more verbiage a few tenths of a second before the mics heat up.
No, I was like, she started saying something. You go, she put the cans on. I'm like, what?
Wait, come here. Turn it. We'll do it at the toy. We'll talk to the toy.
I have a lot of things to say. I have a lot of opinions. And, Drew, I have a lot of medical opinions, although I have no medical know-how.
Medical opinions? Oh, we're going to break into that tonight.
Oh, yeah.
How nice.
I have a lot of opinions about drugs and medicines and therapies and treatments. However, I have no
Have you been talking to
background.
Adam? Adam's opinions on everything.
We have the same background, Adam and I.
Yeah. Self-proclaimed geniuses.
Yeah.
Kathy Griffin is going to be, and by the way, let me say this, dear friend.
Dear
wow. friend of me and of the show. I've known Kathy for many years now. Right. What's it going on now?
How long have we known each other?
Yes.
At least 10 years.
At least 10 dear,
right.
dear years.
He was a dear friend of Alec Baldwin's, having spent 5 hours on an airplane.
You're going to throw Baldwin up in my face in the first 5 minutes.
No, but
Alec is a dear friend, but Kathy's a dear friend.
Dear.
What do you and Alec do that you and I don't do?
Well, we don't. Neither one of us does anything. Kathy. I go to Kathy's parties.
Come on.
I go to Kathy's parties. We went. We had a little tryst in Vegas
right.
A couple of weeks back. She went out to Vegas to help us out on our new show we're doing for Comedy Central. We hung out there. Yeah, we do. We do see each other.
When's the last time you and Alec took a weekend getaway?
No, we haven't taken a weekend in a long time. Drew, don't start eating the jumbo sack of cashews in here, please. Please. All right.
It's like being on a flight.
Let's plug Kathy's crap
Please.
Here, by the way. Kathy's going to be performing every Saturday in March. That would be the second. Well, we pass that one. But the 9th coming up,
yes.
16th, 23rd, and 30th. And the show is called Telling Tales Out of School. And it's at the L.A. Gay and Lesbian Center, which is in...
Which is on McCadden and Hollywood.
McCadden and Hollywood.
Yes.
You're gay.
$20.
I am not gay. You don't have to be gay
yeah,
to
why?
Get in. Everyone always says that. Do I have to be gay to get in?
No.
Because it's a fantastic theater.
Lesbian.
It's a really great, whatever. If it's hot, fine. I'm doing it. It's a really nice 200-seat theater, and I love the theater. I think it's one of the best theaters in L.A. And it is my goal to try to bring more straight people there.
And what was the show that I did for you that was going to be like a biography sort of send up?
Oh, right. That is going to come up on Comedy Central, and it's called Drive Biography, and it's like a spoof of biography.
And when's that air? Do you know?
Like, I think May.
All right, so we can look for you in that. And what else?
What else is going on? I got did a few episodes of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Great.
I am doing stand-up all over. That's all I can think of right now. I did your
Comedy
Central
show. Oh, yeah,
the
Crank Yankers.
Yeah, that was fun.
Is the is stand-up, I mean, do you like doing stand-up?
I love it.
Ugh.
I love it, especially a place like this where it's a theatrical setting.
Right.
And people are coming just to see and worship me.
Right.
And they didn't just wander in off the street. Because people don't really wander into the Gay and Lesbian Center.
No.
They're either maybe a tranny that needs to take a sponge bath.
Right.
Or someone who's coming to see me.
Or some redneck with a axe handle looking to kick a little gay ass.
Well, there's none of that on Saturday night.
Oh, there will be when I roll in there drunk on Saturday. Oh, yeah. I'm a North Hollywood boy.
Be
I don't
careful.
Take well
when
to
you,
them days.
If you step in the theater, you might go gay.
Well... Well, I've been trying to do that for a while.
He's been
telling
Drew. Yeah, Adam really, it's his goal. He has a goal and a mission.
Think about the life. No, no car seats.
Yeah.
Recycling all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Always
no college expense.
Great shape, big six-pack abs.
Right.
Skin that's been exfoliated so many times it winks at people.
The spa time alone is a dream.
Oh, I know. All the shows.
And you could
can
also
admit
be a sex
watching,
object. You could be some guy's
right.
beautiful boy.
And also there's stuff like I like watching Sex in the City, but I can't really admit it in front of my friends.
Oh, you could celebrate.
I'll be judged there. We're gonna have Sex in the City parties.
Right.
Emmy. Oh no. What do I? What is the mute? Tonys. We have a party for the Tonys.
Kidding?
And then everything just ends up in a big train.
Right.
A big sex train.
Chain.
Yeah. Big daisy chain.
Yeah.
And everyone feels good about it, and it's a bunch of guys.
Mm-hmm.
What are they
going to
do, argue?
No.
No.
They
Thank
have one
you.
Purpose in mind. Everybody gets along in the daisy chain.
I would
Very
guess...
Very little fighting.
I would guess that the gays like Kathy because you speak your mind. You're brassy. They love brassy.
Yes, I do well with the gays. They made me a star, and I love them for it.
The gays.
The gays like brassy. Do you know what I mean?
They don't shy away from brassy.
Both these guys look at me. Look at when I said the gays. They're like, what?
What did I do? What happened?
What?
That's right. The gays
Although
like
normally
brassy.
I say my gays.
Your
I
gaze.
Guess we can expand it to the gays.
Our gays.
You two really are dear, dear, dear friends.
Our gays like brassy.
I think my gays are the best gays in L.A. I mean it.
Yeah.
And you'll see on Saturday night.
No, that's true.
They're the best gays God made.
Kathy would put her gays up against any
Anybody's gays in the world. I mean it. Even Bette Midler,
I think... Does Roseanne have some gays?
Oh,
she's
please.
Brassy.
She's got some power gays.
Yeah.
Let's save the babies!
All right. Chris?
Yeah?
Chris, Kathy's gays could kick your gays' ass.
Ziz. My gays?
Your gays' asses. What's up there? You're 32.
Hey, I'm 32. I live in Phoenix. First of all, I want to say, Drew, I don't know, it was about 6 years ago when Rackman was on, the other dude, I heard you guys were plugging, 12-step programs, and I just wanted to say I never heard of them before that, but since then, I've heard of them. I've got in 6 years sober. I went in, I got my MSW from the University of Arizona.
Wow.
My master's in social work.
Congratulations.
Man, I'm just so thankful to you. If you ever feel like what you're doing isn't important, I'm like living proof that it is.
Chris, I'll build a shrine in your honor. Thank you.
But now I have this problem. Okay, now I'm on Prozac, right?
Yeah.
And every time I come, it's like I'm porno man. It's like, I know that's weird, but does it produce more sperm? Does it make it produce more sperm?
Not that I've ever seen or read about. However,
it'd be a big hit with Kathy's gays.
They love the sperm.
Yeah.
What it does do, though, is cut your sex drive down to make it difficult to have an orgasm, so maybe there's a longer period of time between your episodes.
Could be.
Maybe you're accumulating.
I had an episode
half an hour ago.
Like my hamper's running reruns of the episode I had earlier this afternoon.
Yeah, it just seems like there's just a lot more. But anyways, I just wanted to see if there was any.
Well, not that I've ever heard of.
Well, but Chris, is there any truth to Drew's hypotheses that you're not doing it as often, therefore more comes out?
No, actually, you know what? I don't know. See, I'm married, so it's really weird when you're married. You don't do it as much, anyways.
Yeah, but you don't masturbate as much.
I never masturbate. I used to, loved it.
This may all be the Prozac, Chris.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, that's cool. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. But thank you for turning me on to the 12-step room.
Congratulations.
All right there, buddy boy.
Social worker. That's the toughest gig in town. That's harder than stand-up. And I didn't think I could say that about anything.
Yeah, and no pay and no gays.
Yeah.
I mean, not a legion of gays. One gay. Disgruntled one gay at a time, yeah.
And particularly LCSW is a great degree. You can do a lot of, you can be in business, you can be a therapist.
When are they going to clean up foster care? Somebody's got to clean that up. That just gets worse and worse, it seems. And no one's going to fix it.
We got to clean that up, and then we got to clean up the inner city. And then we're going
to
work.
You are the two to do it. Here it is.
I'm going to start with the outer city and work my way toward the core.
Let's just finish the job.
Into my home.
Aren't those sunglasses?
We're going to laugh at everything I say and think I'm fabulous.
Hey, Drew. Right. What is that LCS? What does that stand for?
Licensed Clinical Social Worker.
All right. Boy, he sounded a little crazy, though, didn't he? George?
Yes,
you're 29. Turn down whatever's up in the background.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, I like that.
Yep. What's up?
Pow.
Not much. Basically, it's been about a year since I had an affair with my ex-coworker now, and I was wanting to know how I repaired the damage that I caused to spouse.
To your spouse, or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I cheated on her a year ago with a coworker.
And she found your wife found out?
Actually, the girl told her.
Oh, I love that. I mean, that's awful.
And just because it's uncomfortable, but uncomfortable in the sort of good way, how did she tell her? And then, like, where were you? Did you come home?
Actually, I was at work, and the coworker was outside of work telling my wife, basically, that she was sleeping with me for 3 months, and my wife was holding our 2-year-old child at the time.
Oh. She threw her in the garbage disposal, or?
No, I just basically told the girl that her life was going to be hell.
How did you find out, though? Did your wife call?
No, her wife didn't. My wife didn't call, no. I mean, I guess the girl fell in love with me.
No. How did you find out that your wife knew?
Oh, well, the girl came back into work and was crying and was very upset. And I look outside basically the window of where I'm working at, and my wife has a very upset, betrayed, pissed off look on her face, and she's crying too. So I basically walk outside and ask her what's going on.
Oh, so your wife showed up to your work?
At work?
Yeah.
And was coming to visit you, and this girl headed her off?
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I like about our callers? They tell their stories like Pulp Fiction was told. You know, they start at the end, and then they start working their way back to the beginning.
That should have been the lead story. I'm at work one day, I look out the window, and there's the girlfriend talking to the wife, and they're both sobbing.
Well, you're talking about, like, how
is he
going
to ruin the girlfriend's life? I mean, I'm just, the girlfriend wasn't very sensitive of her, but, you know, he participated, too.
Yeah. Let's see, George?
Yeah.
So then your wife continued into the building?
Basically, yeah, and was kind of distraught with me, started cussing at me.
Oh, was it a big scene? Co-workers looking over their cubicle walls at you?
Yeah, kind of, sort of, basically.
Oh, man.
Officer and gentleman kind of
scene. Was going on in your mind when you saw the two talking outside and then saw the wife heading in?
Basically, I was crapping a load in my pants.
Yeah.
Exactly what was going on.
See that? I'll tell you what. I know people aren't. People aren't going to think highly of me for saying this, but that's why I keep snipers on the roof of the man show office, because if that situation should unfold in front of the window,
I understand. How are we going
to
help
you?
No.
Put you out of your misery.
This call started about how can I help repair my marriage and how can I make my wife feel better. And now it's you two with your typical male paranoia going, whoa, wait, what happened? How'd this go down? Wait, what happens when you look out the window? What about the wife? I thought we were going to talk about her.
No, I'm being serious, though. What about the wife?
What's
happening now?
What are you doing to make it up to her?
What's happening now?
Basically, I was a hardcore alcoholic, cocaine addict, and pothead at the time.
All right. So, George, that's part of your disease. So you've got a program, you got a sponsor.
Actually, no, I'm doing it all on my own.
Okay.
No.
You know,
George, here's what you can do for her is get a sponsor, start going to the program. You need to change a lot. You're going to relapse, guaranteed. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I understand that, but I've also been seeing a psychiatrist, too.
Good, helpful. And they're not requiring you to go to program?
Not necessarily, no. I mean, it's basically all my choice.
Alright, well, if you want to help your wife and want to make things better from her, you will grow and you will go to a program.
Hey, George?
Yeah.
How long did you carry on with this girl from the office?
3 months.
It was every day for 3 months.
Oh, and
every day.
You nailed her every day.
I hit that ass every day for 3 months.
You know what?
He's
with the
very
jokes.
Repentant.
With the jokes.
19.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Alright, now hold on.
Who's 19?
She was.
The girl was 19.
How old are you?
29.
And where did you get her? I mean, I'm beside the ass. I mean, in the office? Did you guys go somewhere?
Everywhere.
Yeah, but in the office?
Adam,
like in
what
the
are
bathroom?
You
in
this guy going to go out for beers? Why are we talking about this?
I want to know.
In the car.
Okay, all right. And she fell in love with you.
Right.
Well, he's a catch, seriously.
All right, hold on a second. Does George sound a little bit like a sociopath?
Oh, yeah.
Like...
Well, he's a hardcore addict, and he's untreated.
Okay.
Completely.
Hey, George?
Yeah?
You sound like a horrible, horrible, soulless human being to me. Just
whatever.
I'm just playing a hunch.
That actually can be changed if you embrace a program.
All right,
and if you want to do something for your wife, that's what you'll do.
So go ahead there, buddy. And good times. And as far as your wife goes, I think there's no way to speed up the recovery other than you speeding up your recovery.
Right.
And then that's it.
Otherwise, you're engaged in the same dance, and the clock is ticking when you start doing drugs again. Or sex. Sex is another one of the addictive behaviors.
All right. Let's cheer things up and shift gears here with Bill, who's been smoking meth for 16 years. Bill?
Hello?
You're 31.
Yeah. I've been doing it since I was about 15, almost 16 years old. And about 7 years of that, I've been smoking it, the last seven. I quit for like a year and a half, right in the middle of that for a little while, and then I started back up again. But other than that, I've been pretty much doing it daily.
Hold on real quick. Do you want to join Kathy's gay army?
The what?
I'm building a gay army. You know like how Kiss has an army?
Yeah.
I got a cousin who might.
Sweet. Send him on down.
Yeah, we'll fax him out some information.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it a gay or lesbian army?
Either.
Both.
Either? Okay, well, I got a cousin who would probably want to join.
Okay.
Thank you, Bill. So, is that why he called? Or?
By the way, talking to Bill for a minute or two, you'd never guess he was on speed.
No, you wouldn't. I don't have to know he was on speed.
Yeah, I was wondering, I've never really heard much about the facts about what it does to your health smoking it for a long time. And I was wondering if, you know, what is known, if anything.
Oh, tons. First of all, it have you noticed your memory isn't quite as good as it used to be?
Well, I how would you really know if, you know, you do it over a long period of time?
Good point. But, yeah, but if you notice you can't find your car keys.
Guy's smarter than you are, Jerry. He's been smoking crack and in and out of junior college for 15 years. How does that make you feel?
I lose stuff temporarily, like very shortly.
Right. You can't find, the main complaint people give me is like, I can't find my keys. I can't complete my resume. Can't get things done I used to be able to do. Can't plan properly. And that is, and then the other thing is mood disturbances and paranoia. And the paranoia,
Paranoia, I've never gotten.
Really? Yeah.
That's one thing I've always been amazed at that myself, because I come from my whole family doing, you know, my uncles, my aunts, all that, and they've all got the feds following them and stuff like that, and people in the
they believe that. That's actually cocaine. Yeah, that's actually the cocaine.
Well, actually, yeah, that was more.
See, that's cocaine addiction with the uniformed officers following.
Well, hold on a second. Hang on there, Bill. I can't understand. I've done speed before. And it's a horrible, wretched, this is an ugly drug, you know. There's nothing groovy and cool and funky and freaky about it. It's just ugly. It's just nasty. Everything's nasty about it. And you stay up all night, and when you finally do go to sleep, you just sort of lie there, and your eyes spin around in the sockets like pinwheels.
Yeah.
And then you wake up, and you have a headache, and you feel like ass. And why do you want to do it again? I know that's what addiction is, Drew, but what is pleasurable about this particular drug?
First of all, they feel something different than you do. That it has to work, or else you don't do it.
But I've done coke, and coke is yummy. You hear that, kids?
Oh, great.
Delightful.
But they're experiencing something different, A. And B, even a cocaine addict gets more and more miserable when they're on a binge. And in spite of getting paranoid and isolating and feeling like hell, they keep doing it. They can't stop. So it's not about whether it continues to make you feel good or not. It's that you can't stop. You can't stop responding to the craving.
I'm wondering the following day when they've sort of sobered up to some degree and all they have is a bad night's sleep under their belt, why they want to do it again night. I know it's addiction.
It's equivalent to saying, why do you want to go out and eat breakfast? Why do you feel hungry in the morning?
Hold on a second, Jackal. I'm telling you, though, I've done coke and woke up the next day and went, yeah, I can see why people do this again. But, and I've done it with booze. I've done it with weed. I've done it with, you know, I like to stab hookers. I know that rush that I get. I've done it with all these things.
Donuts.
Speed,
guilty.
Donuts over here. Me, the donut holes.
Donut
hole.
I was just thinking that, too.
From the donuts. I'm still unclear whether they remove those or those just made separately. And maybe they're just misleading us by calling them holes.
They remove them.
Removed.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You go for it.
I'm a skeptic.
But the fact is, obviously, they're experiencing something a little different.
I believe you.
But, Bill.
Yeah.
So there is a brain damage associated with long-term speed, and it primarily causes memory problems and mood disturbances.
Yeah.
And some personality changes.
Well, isn't smoking that's got to be the worst thing to do.
It tends to be.
That's what I've heard from a lot of people.
Yes, it is.
A lot of people really go downhill smoking it.
Yeah. Like okay. You will, Bill. It happens in different time frames for different people.
Well, what do you do? Do you work, Bill?
Yeah, I do. In fact, I'm a shop manager at a big tire chain.
And do you get up?
I get up and I do it and I go to work and I function throughout the day and I come home and I do it.
I can just hear the tightness in his jaw. You ground your teeth right off?
No, I don't grind my teeth. I got past that kind of stuff years ago.
All right.
I do it. I function. I eat. I basically, for me, doing it normalizes me.
Bill, you there will be a consequence. And one of the interesting things that happens.
Well, yeah, I have to work and everything now because I'm on
because
I got caught.
Right, relax. One of the things that happens is you will start to believing that people are thinking about you, or they know that you're high, or the coworkers are talking about you, and you'll start to develop a preoccupation with people around you. Has that started yet?
A long time ago I started into stuff like that, but I recognized it from seeing it, you know, happen to other people, and I just learned to laugh at it.
But you still have those.
When I start getting paranoid, I realize it, and I tell myself, you know, okay, you're too high and you need to come down.
All right, well, eventually those paranoias are going to become more intense and more fixed, And the difference with cocaine, people get preoccupied with uniformed officers, the police, the FBI. Speed addicts get preoccupied with people close to them, family, friends, coworkers. No one knows why there's that difference.
I do it with all of them.
And the paranoia has become fixed and profound. They really disrupt relationships. And so, Bill, it's just going to keep accumulating here. You can also get heart attacks and strokes at good times.
Hey, Bill?
Hey, yeah?
Very quickly. He worked at managing the tire place for a number of years?
Yeah.
No,
not for a number of years, about 1 year exactly.
Okay, well, quick tech question. I got some Yokohama 275-35 series.
That's inappropriate. 19s. This is a man who's dealing with the sickness.
He asked us for some questions. You know, all these new tires, these low-profile tires, these 35 series, 30 series, 40 series, these size tires, they say they want them inflated to like 51 pounds. But that seems like a lot to me. But yet that's what it says on the tire, maximum PSI.
That's the maximum.
I know, but let me just say this to all tire manufacturers. And I know they're big fans of the show, the folks from Dunlap and B.F. Goodrich. Listen quite a bit. Don't give us what the maximum is. Just please give us what you want the goddamn tire inflated to so we don't have to do the math. Do you know what I'm saying?
Does this happen often?
Yeah.
This is totally derailed.
If it says
door tag on the door of your car on the inside.
I understand that, but doesn't the manufacturer have an idea of what it wants its tire inflated to? And if it says 51 max, what would you do? 45?
Well, what do you?
41.
If you drive like a little, like a four-cylinder, Japmobile or something.
Whoa.
Okay,
With the racial derogatory terms, Drew, I'll cut a guy right off.
Especially when they talk about the Japs.
Yeah, the Japs.
Once you have your tire info, you're good to go.
Let's go back to talk about
sure
the gays.
About the blacks.
The blacks, the gays again.
What about the gays, Japs, the Jap gays? All right, Kathy Griffin is our guest tonight. Dear friend, dear friend.
Everyone, please just sit down and relax.
We will come back. We will talk to more of you. And also we'll sign people up for Kathy's Gay Army after this. Hey, everybody. Engineer Anderson rocking out. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. You call that number if you want to join the Kathy Griffin Gay Army. She's going to be... She's going to be every Saturday in March, every single Saturday, she's going to be doing her show called Telling Tales Out of School. That's at the
LA
Gay.
It's just stand-up. It's not like a costume drama.
Right.
Period piece. In fact, believe me, nobody knows having their period. People, are you... Hello, any methadone addicts out there? Are you with me? Please.
But it's not like a one-woman...
No, it's not
play.
Like a, and then I was molested, and I'm going to get over it now, and I'm going to take on show business. It's not that show.
Right.
It's just stand-up.
Oh, Jesus. Speaking of Broadstone.
At the comedy. L.A. Gay and Lesbian Center. Say that's where it is.
At the L.A. Gay and Lesbian Center.
Every weekend in March.
Every weekend in March.
Saturday.
$20. Every Saturday in March. Very cheap. I saw that crazy broad doing the vagina monologues on, like, HBO last week.
Yeah.
I just looked at that and went, oh, honey, please. I don't know what happened to you, but just keep it to yourself.
What do you want to see? The ball
Talk
monologues?
To it. There it is. Therapist.
The story of a man's balls going from country to country.
You won't
and
see that.
Life from the balls point of view and the balls in Bosnia and how they put up with the
balls look like the chin of an old Chinaman. They're hairy is what I'm saying.
Scraggly hair.
At the time. Yeah, it's that long, scraggly hair. It's a different hair.
She's moved.
Yeah. Well,
I know. I'm picturing them as very wise.
Dear friend, yes. Yes. And noble to some degree. Jason?
Yes.
You're 22?
Yes.
What's up?
You have a question. I've heard a rumor that, like, my penis goes, like, a little left. I hear if you jack off a lot, it goes more left.
Well, what hand do you use?
I use my right hand.
Well, now, why would it go to the left if you're using your right hand?
I couldn't tell you. I heard about, like, if you jack off a lot, which I do about maybe 2 to 3 times a day.
Wow.
So, therefore...
No.
Getting like a little bit more and more left, probably like.
In fact, we might predict it would head more to the right. It might bring it
you
back.
You can change the tilt of your penis?
Yeah, but you can scar it on one side.
Oh, scar it.
If you irritate
you can't.
The sheath.
Aren't you supposed to use cream rinse or something?
Yeah, but if you sort of are traumatizing repeatedly.
Am I dating myself? Don't you use Tame cream rinse?
Don't ever use
the
Prell.
70s?
Yes.
A little scar will form and pull it to that side.
Hmm.
So a little vitamin E, 800 units a day by mouth, okay?
No, I heard that too. Does it actually really work?
Yep.
Jason?
You're prescribing a vitamin to help him jerk off more.
No, to help him straighten his penis.
Oh, my God.
Jason?
Yeah. That's like we're at war.
Well, because what will happen is it curves over and over, it still stop working eventually and become painful when he has erections.
No, you're making that up.
No.
Well, you can jerk off to the point where you can make your penis curve.
No, don't listen to Drew. Kathy, you're right. You're right.
It's not so much the jerking off part.
It's not the jerking off part.
It's that he has a curve, and the curve can be Peyronie's disease. And
aren't all guys curved?
A little bit.
No, not me.
It's
not long enough.
Well, how severe is your curve, Jason?
It's really not that bad. It doesn't bother sex or anything, so.
All right, okay. Relax.
It's just out of curiosity and, like, should I get checked out or.
No, vitamin E, apparently.
Yeah, eat that vitamin E.
Vitamin E?
Jason.
Yeah.
You a junior college guy or are you just thinking about it?
Junior college.
Junior college.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Good times.
Shocking.
Definitely good times.
Shocking. Shocking. How is it I always know the junior college
three times
guys?
A day.
Well, with the beating off?
Yeah. That is astonishing to me.
Would you ever want to meet someone that did that?
I know that every guy I know does that. I'm not saying that.
Not every
I'm just
guy.
Saying,
here's no, one right here.
No. How dare you? How dare you? Only
I'm just
during
saying,
hiatus.
Honestly, I probably at my most like lonely single moments, at the most once every 2 weeks. Is something wrong with me?
No, men have a different.
No, system. I know. I get it. I'm just saying, should I assume sometimes it's at work in public places and stuff?
Yeah. That's
safe.
Ew. That's very safe.
See, here's just think about it for a guy like urinating.
Oh, every time a guy goes to the bathroom, he might be jerking off?
It's possible.
You know what I'm thinking of? Andy Dick at my Christmas parties.
Oh, well, he's definitely.
And he goes to the bathroom like every 10 minutes.
What do you think he's doing?
And not
there?
Alone.
With Andy, I would put it this way. Every time he's jerking off, he may be going to the bathroom. It's the other way around. He's going in the bathroom to jerk off, whether he pees or not. That's the real question. Yeah. We know what he's doing.
At this point.
He's definitely beat off in your house more than your husband has.
Oh,
Jesus,
that's
Christ in heaven.
Definitely. I'm glad you picked the guy we had a lot of drops from.
and we know a lot about, too.
Ask about how much Carrot Top beats off.
How much does Carrot Top beat off?
Let's see.
No.
You got nothing?
There it is. Anderson, you play that drop 8 times a goddamn show.
Carrot
you couldn't
Top's
come up with it?
Man, what's up? Carrot Top's the man, what's up?
Is that Carrot Top?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Ask how often David Alan Greer beats off.
All right, what about David Alan Greer?
No, hey, listen, he has a little tune he can sing about, doesn't he?
Oh, please. That's going to take all
that. We haven't heard Fruit in the Middle in a long time.
All right.
I'm like a girl with a big butt, but fruit in the middle. It's juicy, it's sweet, because it's fruit and in the middle.
Just like a little plop here, a little skeet there. Skeet, 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 skeet everywhere. Everybody skeet, skeet. That's how you do your threesomes with me.
I'm picturing David Alan Greer jerking off. I'm picturing everybody I know jerking off three times a day in bathrooms everywhere.
A non-stop, baby.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Drew and Adam.
Yeah.
He sounded very Don Knotts there.
I know. Well, he is. Jeff?
The modern version.
You're 18.
Mind you.
Yeah.
What's up?
My question is, during sex and even when I masturbate, when I have sex, it'll like go down right after like after an hour. And I haven't had an orgasm in the past 2 years. Is there something wrong with me?
Really?
Yeah.
During intercourse?
Yes. Even when I masturbate, I can't have...
Do you have nocturnal emissions? Do you have wet dreams?
No.
And are you on medication?
No.
Two years? No.
I'd look into this.
Something's up.
Yeah.
You haven't killed yourself, huh?
No.
That's what I'd look into. No. Why? You haven't had the guts to pull the trigger.
Normal development? Do you have hair in normal places and that sort of thing?
Yeah.
Normal height and stature?
Yes.
And normal sex drive?
Yes.
As far as you know.
I would be irritable if I was you.
What about that poor girl he's banging for an hour straight? That's a lot of intercourse.
Yeah.
An hour?
Yes.
Yeah,
a lot of guys understand that like after 15 minutes, it's like, ouch.
Yeah, it's time for the Astroglide.
Yeah.
Well,
even
then. I picked up some tips for my gays. I know all the good glides.
Hey, you want to join Kathy's gay army, Jeff? It's not too late.
No, my mom's cousin would like to, though.
I like that everyone's bringing me some new fans.
I'll tell you, we take referrals. hey, Jeff?
Yes.
Before this, you were 16 when you had your last orgasm.
Yes.
And that used to do what? What were you doing? Where were you when you had your last masturbation with orgasm?
I was in my room.
With Andy Dick or alone?
When he met with his last orgasm.
I see. Oh, boy.
And was that something you were doing regularly at that point that suddenly stopped?
Yeah.
Yeah, something.
And you haven't questioned this?
I've talked to a doctor. He just recommended some kind of vitamin or something, and it didn't work.
Do you have the orgasm sensation?
No.
I mean, if I put on a movie right now, went over to your house and threw you some Nivea and told you to get busy, you'd get an erection, but nothing would happen.
Would you get an erection?
Yes. And I get an erection, it's just that I can't.
And you would never finish.
Do you have any feelings about this or anything going on emotionally?
No.
You got to see a urologist. There's something going on organically here.
Okay.
Something's up. And they'll figure it out.
All right. I like his girlfriend, though, has got to be kind of getting used to that smokeless cigarette he has in his underpants. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, on one hand, a woman's, I think her ego would be hurt for the first 6 months, maybe a year. Mm-hmm. But after that, sort of, it's like having a hairless cat or something, you know? It's
yeah, at first it's like, oh, you can go all night. Ow, ow, ow.
Right.
No, but then it's like,
but
also,
saying,
she's sort of, there's no sort of.
There's no mess.
Well, there's also no sort of denouement.
There's closure.
No closure, yes.
No closure, I know.
You don't think maybe something traumatic happened to him when he had an orgasm and now he just doesn't want to for some reason?
You can't do that to a male. They don't do that. They don't function like that. They'll still have nocturnal emissions. They still produce urine. You know, they produce this stuff. It just comes out.
I'm just saying, I think she'd get over the closure part to not have the mess. You know, most women really...
Yeah, that bothers them.
They loathe semen.
Yeah.
They hate it.
Well, you know what it tastes like.
Oh, my God, I know.
It's a combination of fire, puke, and sour milk.
Yeah.
Well, Adam, how would you describe it?
Drew's tastes like... You took one of those Pine Mountain logs and put it in a blender with about a quart of buttermilk and
let it sit out for a week.
And set it on the porch in like Louisiana all August.
Oh, gosh.
That's what it tastes like.
And I
like
have to swallow
to
so you'll feel accepted.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Drew lets me spit.
A vicious cocktail.
Drew lets me spit.
Wait a minute. You better talk to Kathy about your spit there. She thinks she has to swallow.
No. But,
No, but here...
I act like I'm swallowing, but really, I'm drilling.
Here's what I want... Oh, yes. What I want to say to all... What I want to say to all...
I'm not picturing Andy... me and it.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I like him very much. Sexual man.
He may join the gay army.
He may join.
He,
really.
He may be sergeant or general of the gay army.
He's bisexual.
He is.
He's a five-star general. Show some respect.
You know the thing about Andy Dick, too? He has that hot girlfriend.
Always
totally
has one hot girlfriend after another.
Girlfriend.
Right.
Who seems, they seem sort of perpetually lost, but still
but he's
hot.
madly in love with her.
Well, he's a passionate man.
But they both live with his wife.
Yeah, and a few kids. And
it's a very strange situation.
Yeah.
He's bisexual.
I know the only thing that's funnier and crazy, guys, is when they indoctrinate hot chicks into their crazy life.
Yeah, I don't know how he does it, but as long as I've known him, he's had beautiful blonde girlfriends.
Andy Dick has,
always
like...
very, very perfect skin and very thin and very sort of ethereal looking and gorgeous.
Well, it's the same one, isn't it?
Well, he's been with Lisa for a while, but I mean, he's had, you know, the mom of his kid, moms of his kids are very beautiful.
Well, they all, it's like the old woman in the shoe.
I mean, baby mama.
They all keep, he just accumulates them into his house. They all live there.
It's the old buy in the shoe.
Yeah.
And what would it be, a Birkenstock or? I'll tell you, I get angry every time I see him and her and how hot she is.
Right.
It just angers me as a heterosexual, as a quasi-celebrity, as a guy who's been on basic cable as much or more as Andy Dick.
Look, he can get her on his show. You cannot bring that to the table.
I know.
Oh, no, you could get her on the man show, right?
I guess.
If you're just going to phone it in like that.
I'm just saying, when you
But you
see,
know, he did lose her for a while to Jeff Goldblum.
Oh, yeah.
And then he got her back. He got her back from Goldblum. Think about it.
We know about that. Yeah.
Oh,
here's Andy.
What?
Yeah. We'll talk to you about that up here. Andy, you know, and I could be mistaken for like a unattractive Jeff Goldblum too.
No, Adam, that's not true.
Adam really wants Andy's girlfriend. This is the whole what's going down here.
She's really hot.
Have you talked to her? What's her personality like, Adam?
Oh, okay.
What are her likes and dislikes?
I saw her at your wedding, I think.
Well, then you should have her, Adam.
Yep.
You're entitled.
That's right.
Okay, stick a fork in you. You're done.
Her and Bill Maher, the two people I saw at your wedding, I should have both of them.
Oh, man.
We're dear, dear friends.
You know what Bill's girlfriend's name is? Classy.
Mitsuk.
Classy.
Oh, okay.
He says this is classy.
That was that night. That was that night.
How do you, I mean, what are you supposed to, hello, classy.
You should have never invited him. You had to know there was going to be trouble.
Yeah, there was trouble.
You just wanted to
I did. Start. I wanted to stir the pot.
All right. Now, where the hell were we? Oh, you know what I want to say? What I want to say to you guys is stop concentrating on the swallow part of oral sex, because women don't want to do it, and therefore they think it's swallow or nothing. What we need them to do is transport, not swallow.
What?
Just not, do you know what I'm
not,
saying?
Not interrupt.
Not interrupt.
What does that mean, transport?
It means use your mouth like a tanker bringing oil over from the Middle East, you know?
Okay.
You get a nice shot of that Texas tea in there, and then it's right into the toilet. But you transport it into the toilet. You don't have to ingest it.
Wait a minute. You
don't have to ingest it.
I'm supposed to blow a guy.
Right. Right.
And then take the load.
Right.
If I can speak freely. Hold it in my mouth for a while.
That's
and then
right.
Walk over to the toilet, spit it out like
yes.
I'm bulimic, and then.
Yes.
This
yes.
whole thing on a loop.
Yes.
On a loop.
Wait a second.
You need. That's what you need
I
to do.
I don't think I have it straight.
That's right. I'll tell
okay,
you what.
You know what I would like to do? I would like to menstruate in your mouth. I would
Done.
Like you to walk. What?
Yeah, all right. Go, keep going. I'm intrigued.
I would like to.
Yes?
I would like you to then walk around my house for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Go spit it out wherever you want, really. At that
but
point,
Kathy,
I don't care.
We'd rather do that than swallow.
Good point.
The menstruation.
Exactly,
yes,
guys.
Drew makes a good point. And
no,
here,
the menstruation, we would take it and
yeah.
emit it.
No, I don't need anyone to have my menstrual flow in their mouth and go anywhere.
Well,
you can just kind of act like and then maybe go a few inches away and then it just goes all over and it's confusing.
You're, yes. you're mixing apples and oranges here with the menstruation and the semen. One of them has to do with pleasure. The other one is a curse that is handed
a
down
curse.
By the
a
by
dirty,
God.
A dirty, dirty Catholic
so,
curse.
So we know who's dirty, yes. So we know the dirty girls. But let me say this. When you take a swig of bad milk standing in front of the fridge late at night,
right.
you don't then spit it all over the inside of the refrigerator. You do that, and you scurry to
yeah,
the sink, and you spit it out in the sink.
Look, I'm all about the, it possibly goes in my mouth a little, but then there's a lot of drooling, and there's a lot of oops, it's spilled out. But I'm not going to just have cheeks full of jizz when I'm not going to walk anywhere.
All right.
You tell that to David Alan Greer and all the other cute little pixies that come in here.
Right,
I'm not going anywhere with cheeks full of jizz. I'm gonna. That's somebody else's job.
Isn't that a kids' game?
They're gonna be very disappointed.
Cheeks full of jizz.
Yeah. There's a squirrel that has its mouth opens up every second revolution, and you try to squirt jizz
oh boy.
Out of a pump
Next
gun.
Next week,
that says
cheeks full of jizz. Where are you going, cheeks? Come on, the party's
jizz
over here.
Oh, cheeks full of jizz, cheeks full of jizz. Just can't keep those big jizzy cheeks shut, cheeks full of jizz.
Oh.
He's like a squirrel. He turns
Dad.
Around. Dad,
Plus,
you got him now, son.
I think it could lead to gingivitis. I do.
Jizzivitis. All right. Hey, Anderson, what invention are you talking about that I should tell Kathy about? And then we got to take a break. All right, Anderson is saying nothing. All right, Anderson, you're having a tough day behind the board there.
the tampons that you put the Vicodin in and the whiskey.
Oh, yeah.
What?
She'd like it. She'd appreciate it.
After the break.
After break, I'll explain.
We'll do a tampon chunk.
Kathy Griffin is here. We'll do 20 minutes on tampons, all Kathy's best material, and we'll be back after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Kathy Griffin, our guest tonight, dear, dear friend. Geez, these two locked conversational antlers.
Who, us two ladies here?
Yes, you two chatty Kathys. You need a flat bar to get in to pry your way into that conversation. Like eight times,
okay,
I was like, Drew was waxing on
you
about what
so
a bitch Oprah was.
You are so furious about Andy Dick's girlfriend, you cannot see straight.
I had a few things to say. I could not
right now,
even...
I'm
listen,
sorry. I'm
don't
sorry.
Let this goddamn show interrupt our conversation. Go ahead.
No. This
please,
is, this
Adam,
is,
please.
No, Adam, come
take
on.
Me
this
back.
Is for off the air.
Right, we're,
I'm
Kathy,
just
Kathy,
saying,
we're not speaking until Adam talks.
Oh, okay.
Here's all I had a few thoughts, a few thoughts, but they're gone now because they were in the context of the heated conversation
well,
that you
right.
guys
well,
were
not,
having.
We're not talking until you tell us. So.
You two lock in like a couple of chinks playing ping pong, and you cannot slide in between the two of you.
Next, we're going to talk about the Jap gaze.
It gets a little manic, doesn't it, between the two of us?
Yeah, you know why? Because, yeah, you speed up,
yeah,
you fire back faster, like much like the ping pong game.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you're both 20 feet behind the table and you're jumping when you hit the ball. It's crazy. You two should just sit down somewhere, like
just
a cafe, and just order something and just get it out,
We should
man.
Go to Central Perk with the friends and just talk about feelings and how we're all in love with each other.
That's right.
Are the friends not running out of people to screw? They have all screwed each other.
Haven't they all impregnated each other at this point?
Yeah, they're all about 42, 43 at this point. They still live in those apartments and hang out at Central Perk.
Yeah, it's becoming... It's going from
I don't even know if they have jobs.
To losers. It's just...
right. Yeah, no one got married. Nobody started a family. Nobody got a condo.
A job.
Nobody got a job. Everyone just has been a... perpetual
no one even
holding
went on
pattern
vacation
for the
anywhere.
Last 10 years.
Everyone is junior college or just post-junior college, and that's it.
They look good, though.
But they're stylish, yeah. Patrick?
Yes?
You're 14?
Yes, sir.
Kathy Griffin. You want to join her gay army?
No, but I have a couple of friends who might.
Yeah,
this
everyone
is so
knows
great.
Someone.
Everyone's got a friend.
All right, so what's up there, Patrick?
I live in Texas, so I might have been mistaken on this. The lady that told me how this works was kind of sketchy. Last night was y'all's guest, the Gorillaz?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Alright.
Alright.
Hey.
Well, hold on a second.
He's thinking out loud here. His deal is Gorillaz aren't there right now.
No, but I've had a talk with Damon and Damien, can't we get normal names that don't have six pronunciations with our phone guys? I get angry and I mispronounce it. With Tara.
What did you do it?
You gotta have people that speak English come on to the show, right? I mean, is Patrick over here, Patrick?
Yes, I'm over here.
Yeah.
All right, real quick, what's the question?
Do you have a question?
Yeah, last night y'all had a caller that, like, walked in on his dad screwing his sister, and y'all just, like, told him to call the cops. I mean, what else could y'all have done?
Well,
in that situation, like, right then to...
Have you been through something like that?
No, but, I mean, I see it a lot on TV these days, and it really scares me.
That parents and children would get together?
Is this Sesame Street or Electric Company? Where do you see this on TV?
A little show called Jerry Springer.
Interesting. Yeah.
That affects
you. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know that they're actually doing it. I just think they're...
But it happens
hillbilly
to
actors.
And people, that doesn't happen outside of severely disturbed family systems. One of the parents has to be a perpetrator, or one of the children has to have been sexually abused by an adult in order for those kinds of boundaries to be eliminated.
Imagine Andy Dick's family, a lot of this going
something
on.
Something like that might have been going
something.
On.
Something. Maybe more. Maybe
I
more.
Just wanted to see the wet pink stick.
And what we told him was to call the police if he runs into this again, but to call Child Protective Services, which he had done. He had social services
That's
out there.
Right.
They wouldn't believe them. We were trying to think of ways to get the sister to actually cop to what actually had happened.
Yes, when the Child Protective Services showed up. Right. Michael?
Yes.
You're 24?
Yeah.
Your 7-year-old son is making suicidal remarks?
Yes. He's talking about, first off, he has uncontrollable bursts of rage at times.
Mm-hmm.
And other times he makes the comments, well, I'm going to go blow my own head off or something
at
like
seven.
That.
Seven. Wow. Have you had him seen by a psychiatrist or somebody?
Yeah, we tried to take him to a psychiatrist, and they said that my wife and her ex-husband needed to work out their problems before they even attempted to work on the child.
No, that's
meanwhile,
not what
he kills
that's,
himself.
Yeah, that's not
yeah.
what they said.
No, he's not
that's
gonna
not
kill himself.
That's also not what they said.
Oh, really?
No, there's no way.
Okay.
This child is in severe distress and needs help.
Well, wait a minute.
And this guy's just mad at the ex-wife. You think you're trying to blame her?
What's that?
I just think they didn't want to hear whatever was told to them,
well,
or they didn't get an adequate evaluation, one or the other.
Yeah.
People misinterpret things all the time.
Why do they?
I don't even want to get into that story, but I listened to the Pat Benatar song, Hell is for Children, today in front of a girl who thought that Pat Benatar was saying that children should go to hell.
Right.
And I had her convinced that that's what she was singing about, and she went with the entire thing. And at the end of it, she said, that Pat Benatar's evil. And I said, that's right. She thinks hell is for children. It's a long story, but people interpret things the wrong way sometimes. So, hey, Michael.
Yes.
Yes.
And you know, don't you think the kid, I know Drew's going to jump in here, but the kid wants attention. The kid is not getting attention.
There's too much chaos going on for sure. But he has now been sort of hardwired into a state where he's hyperactive, he's having outbursts of rage, his mood is completely unstable. And for a child to even be able to understand self-destruction suggests
I thought about that when I was a kid. Not at seven. I knew about it.
Maybe 10, 11, 12, but not 7.
What I figured is that he'd had to have heard that someplace before.
Yes, he would have, but still, it suggests real serious stuff. And, boy, you know, the earlier intervene, the better.
Who's he saying it to?
Just he'll say it to me or his mother.
Well, he's wanting something, too, when he tells you. I mean, he's wanting someone to act and someone to show him something. You understand?
Yeah.
So you got to do something. I mean, listen, we're arriving at the same place. I know Drew's very upset by this, but he's telling his dad about this, which means he's saying, do something.
Yeah, I need help.
Pay attention to me. Do something for me.
Help me feel better.
Stop fighting amongst yourselves. Yeah. I think, too, when families are very chaotic, the kid at a certain point says, hey, what about me? You guys are so busy screaming at each other, drinking, worrying about your bills, your marriage, and everything else. Hey, over here, I got problems of my own. And this is the way to get them to take a look at those problems. And good, look at them.
Mm.
What's the matter, Drew?
Let's go to break.
Oh, please, what's up with you?
It doesn't work the way it works in the adult system. This is almost more like a seizure disorder in this age group. I mean, you have to think more about uncontrolled biological discharges.
Right.
That's really what you're dealing with here.
Well, what's he going to do?
He may even have a seizure disorder. There's all kinds of things that can be involved with this. And so it's not a rational process the way an adult, there's no objectification, there's no abstraction.
Why is he telling him he wants to commit suicide?
Because it's coming out.
Why isn't he killing himself?
Because he's 7, and he will.
All right. We'll be back. Hey, everybody. That's a nice pop hit there. Who is this? I like this.
Sum 41.
Cranking out the catchy hooks one after the other. Kathy Griffin is our guest tonight. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191.
Not good?
Drew's.
What happened? You spill?
No, he smacks a mic with the coffee mug.
Okay.
He usually punches the mic. This is.
Wait, I can't recreate that.
But it's Drew, it's interesting. You're like evolving like a chimp where you're learning to use tools to smash the mic now.
And making tones with them.
For all the years, he would smash it with his hand, but now he's learned to use tools. He whacks it with a rock or a coconut. Kathy Griffin will be performing every Saturday in March, and that is going to be, it'll be her stand-up show. It'll be an hour-long show?
Yeah, it's about hour 15.
And if you've not seen Kathy Griffin in person, you must, I repeat, must go out and see her in person.
Oh, it is a treat.
She'll be at the L.A. Gay and Lesbian Center, and it's $20, and that's on which streets again there, Kathy?
It's on McCadden,
yes.
Just off Santa Monica.
Right. It's like a block
east of Highland, I think.
It's right by the Hollywood Center Studios.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's right in there. And a lot of folks walking around that section of a lot of transvestites in that area.
They love that area.
Yeah.
You can get a nice high-heeled pump in that area.
To keep it real, I'll go down to the Sizzler there and join in on the Bunch of Lunch with a lot of the transvestites and
the
folks that have had the gender reassignment.
Good time.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a mojo bar there, I'll tell you what. Dan?
Hey, hi.
Hey, you're 16?
No, I told him wrong, I'm 17, but oh well. Adam,
okay.
You're so hot.
Great, yeah, thanks.
Wow!
Yeah.
Do you have a new member?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Sweet!
Joining Kathy's gay army.
Welcome.
Yes. She's going to send you out a bumper sticker and a peachy-like folder.
And a hug.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, what, that's your only, no question, you just want to join the army.
Oh, yeah, basically.
This would be a great precedent to set. I mean, having a gay army,
yeah.
Don't you think?
And let me tell you something, those troops would be mobilized at all times, ready to shop.
Right.
Ready to decorate.
Or boycott.
Yeah, a lot of boycotting, a lot of political statements.
Right.
An excellent, very specific agenda.
These are folks who don't have kids at home and are ready to march, have a parade,
yeah,
or a demonstration.
Yeah, but there's also a lot of gay adoptions. That's what's bringing Rosie right out.
I can
out
do it.
Of the
they can do it.
Oh, yeah.
You can do it.
Man, she's Rosie's got herself a book coming out.
Yeah. Oh, about this?
Yeah.
Well, it's just about...
Where have you been, Grandpa? Rosie's out.
Her. Yeah.
Because of the gay adoption issue.
Issue?
Yeah, it's against the law in Florida for a gay couple to adopt, and Rosie's had it. There's a kid in Florida she wants, and she's going to get it. Don't even try to stop the power of lesbians.
Elian, watch out.
Yeah.
All right there, Dan. We'll send the...
Are you sure he doesn't have a question or anything?
No, he doesn't have a question.
Right?
No, not really.
He seems disappointed.
Dan, you're calling
Dan,
from Oregon?
Yes.
You have to inspire your troops.
You need to mobilize the gays in Oregon to join up with Kathy.
Right.
We're pretty mobile up here.
Fantastic.
Oh, okay.
All right there, buddy. Thanks for calling.
Nice to meet you, Dan.
Yeah.
He sounded like he had an issue.
You know, we were talking about Oprah during the last break.
One of my obsessions.
One of my favorite things to do is to walk over the newsstand and say, gee, I wonder who made the cover of Oprah's new magazine this month. Shocking. It's Oprah.
I know.
It's
another
Oprah
hot
for the fifth month in a row. Yeah, amazing. Yeah. Then you come out with a magazine, and it's your magazine, and your goddamn picture's on the cover every single month.
Nobody else. And at least Rosie lets, you know, Fran Drescher in there or something.
Right. Nobody has a problem with that. That doesn't seem...
Not Oprah.
A little narcissistic to folks at all.
A little.
Putting your big fat mug on the cover of every single issue. Adam, not enough that your name's on it. Got to put the mug on there every month. Adam, you're 17.
Yeah, how's it going?
What's
Adam,
up?
Drew, you guys are awesome.
And Kathy. Dear friend.
You guys are all awesome.
Right on.
You guys have been entertaining me for so long.
Thanks. Man. What's your question?
I was wondering, if you're smoking, a bowl of weed, what the effect is, if you, sometimes if you crush up some Vicodin or something and put it on top there and actually smoke the Vicodin with that.
First of all, you use the word like too often.
I'm sorry. I'll work on that.
He's high right now. It's hard for him.
What would smoking Vicodin do?
I don't
Drew?
Know if it even volatilizes, so I don't know if you get anything from that. I'll tell you what, if you're screwing around with Vicodin...
What's volatilize?
Turn into smoke. The chemical will be released in the smoke.
Well, you know, it's weird.
Adam, why don't you use big words like that? I like when Drew uses big words.
It's a turn on. He went to this place called College.
What?
Yep. They
what
got
a dream,
they got like eight of them around the country. And you got to get in. You got to know someone. I think your dad had to go there or something. Or you pay him or something. But anyway, they go there and they talk about these things all the time. And then they memorize them. And
so
then they leave. And then they tell them to you. Yeah.
I like
sexy.
Love that like.
But Drew... You can smoke coke, you can smoke speed, right?
Yeah, but
they have to be in volatile. I mean, you have to make a free base out of the cocaine in order for it to volatilize or
right.
turn it into a crystal.
Right. Pack. And what about speed? How do you smoke that? You can just sprinkle
ice.
On,
no,
really?
No, that's you can do a little bit of that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I heard you could do that.
You're the one that 20 minutes ago hated speed.
Yeah, I hate
now
it.
Now you want to cook it up with an almond.
A little sprinkled on a bud. That's a bad cake. But, I mean, and then what about heroin? Can you smoke heroin?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to do?
I know
to
that
do
from
that?
Watching Gia on HBO.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have to do something with that? Or?
It comes in a form that's smokable.
Oh, all right.
And I don't know if Vicodin is smokable, but the fact that you're messing around with opiates, though, means that you're graduating. You're not going to, the pot must not be working for you anymore.
And,
yeah.
Is it any worse for you, any more addictive than if you actually take it?
Not that I'm aware of. But no. But now that you're messing in the opiates, you got big problems. They're profoundly addictive. And that's what happens with marijuana. It stops working after a while, and people then graduate to the speed or opiates.
Why do the marijuana people argue that so much?
Argue what?
I mean, I don't mean to be a prude, but I'm just saying people that are pro the legalization of marijuana and say that marijuana never hurt anyone... Are there studies or not that show that marijuana does lead to taking harder drugs?
It doesn't lead to it. It's that when it stops working, they start looking around for something else.
And does it stop working in everybody?
Absolutely. And then sometimes it takes 20 or 30 years, though.
Okay.
And that's why they get
everybody
say,
who's into their own ass argues vehemently for it, like the people that are into bondage always argue about what a healthy outlet it is and no one gets hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Gay guys always say they don't check out nude guys when they're in the locker room at the health club.
Hey, back off the army. All right.
Well, sorry, but I mean,
right now.
Look, let's just face it. You know, and the guys who smoke a lot of weed argue all the time that it's a natural herb and it's this
right.
and that. Look, it's not that bad. I think it should be legalized. So does Drew. But let's not let's not sit here and argue with a straight face. It's not going to affect your life in a negative way if you're getting baked every day.
Article just came out in JAMA today showing profound cognitive impairments in long-term marijuana users, that would, to the point where it would necessarily impair their interpersonal, social, and employment.
What's JAMA?
Journal of the American Medical Association.
I like Mirabella. That's a good book.
In Pittsburgh,
Oprah's in the front of JAMA this month.
She made the cover. She bought JAMA and put herself on the cover every month.
Holding a nice basket of flowers.
Yeah. In Pittsburgh, it's pajama. All right. Thank you. Hey, you want to work that in your hand?
Yes, I'll take it. It's my closer.
Thank you. It's a PA there. Dana?
Yeah, hi.
You're 18?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
Hi, I have had a boyfriend for over about a year now. I've had great sex with him for the last year, had no problem orgasming. Mm-hmm. I moved out to school in September, last saw him in about December, continuing, like, awesome sex. And I started taking some, like, diet pills and stuff, and he came and visited me this last weekend, and I just could not orgasm.
What are the diet pills?
First I was taking Zenadrine. Didn't have much, like, effect with that. But then I started taking Hydroxycut. And I've had, you know.
What's Hydroxycut?
I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. It's supposed to be energizer.
It says energizer or anything like that. It's Ma Wang. It's ephedra. And that's speed, basically.
Really?
Your body converts that into speed. And that will affect all kinds of things, including your orgasm function.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All righty.
I didn't know that.
Why do you think you're fat? Why do all teenage girls think they're fat?
Well, she's fat because she eats too much. And
okay, you know what,
Oh, I
Brittany?
See what you're saying.
You're fat.
Keep a lid on it.
Oh, I see. Why do you think you're fat? Now, why are you fat? I see what you're asking. You put the emphasis on the wrong.
I'll bet you're not even 1 pound overweight and you're taking the damn diet pills. And I took them too, and they're such a road nowhere. All that I was, I would take diet pills and I wouldn't eat for a day and I'd be really proud of myself, and the next day I would be starving and eat twice as much food. That's all that happened.
I take them more because I am overweight, but I'm, like, really healthy. Like, I can run 4 or 5 miles a day, but I just...
You're going to have a heart attack if you take speed and run.
Yeah, ephedra is very difficult on your cardiovascular system.
It is?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, how...
These are people, you know, when the young people are found suddenly dead. You know, that this
yeah,
is
right.
How overweight are you?
I'm about 165, 170.
How tall are you?
5'8".
Yeah. Listen, but here's the deal. That's pretty tall. But that's your shape. I mean, here's the message.
That's not a clinically overweight, right, Drew?
No, this is what the point Anna's making. This is her. This is her shape. This is her body type. She's big boned, they'd say. You know,
I think women are killing other women with this notion that you can change your shape.
Absolutely.
You can modify it to a small degree, but everyone think back on everyone they know and everyone they did know. How many people have changed their shape much, mm-hmm. as opposed to the number of people that are perpetually on a diet, that are talking about going to the gym, that are talking about making a move with their body, that are watching these tapes or getting Tai Bo or watching these late night infomercials or buying all this crap? Who do you know whose physical shape has changed since you've known them? I mean, Drew, has Ann's shape changed? Has your shape changed? Has mine? We've known each other for 7 years now.
Not mine.
You'll fluctuate 8 pounds this way and 8 pounds that way. I'll go from the 185 to 195 or something in that range.
Me too.
Well, you're over two, sweetie.
I'm going to go on the zone. I mean it.
Andy Dick
wavers between 95 and 98.
Shaped like a mop handle. Mm-hmm. The point is you kind of are what you are. And it's like, you know, it just drives me nuts. I don't know why this bothers me more than other people, but you'll see people with, like, big calves. You know why they got big calves? Because they got big calves.
Right.
Or guys with big forearms. It's like having a big nose.
Yeah.
Yeah. Should we talk to Carl Malden? Should he come out with a video about how to have
his
a big nose?
On a diet?
Yeah, it's
no,
like,
but it is
that's
those infomercials. It's like the abdominizer, and then they convince you have these, quote, problem areas, you know, and that you can change them.
Well,
you can't.
You know, it's funny. I was just watching Survivor the other night. Not tonight, ironically, but I watched a rerun. And you got like 16 totally different people, all different races and sexes, running around in shorts. And you see very clearly everyone just has a shape.
Mm-hmm.
And some guys work out and their arms are a little bit bigger. But for the most part, everyone's got their shape. And these poor women who are perpetually 5'8 and 165, will be that way their whole life. That is their shape.
Because there are very few women on television and in magazines that are 5'8", 165. The problem is there's one shape on television.
Right.
It's
right.
pretty much the Friends. That's right. the shape.
But right. the problem is they lead you to believe through the infomercials and through the books and the diet stuff that you can look like that.
Right.
And you can't if that's not your shape.
Right.
And just like your nose ain't going to change, and neither is your chin. You're going to have to go under the knife. And even then, if you're a woman who's haunchy, I mean, if you're a woman who has some hips and an ass on her, that ain't going to change.
Tell me, sister.
You see,
I got the liposuction, and I went right back.
You go to the gym.
It didn't,
you did?
Oh,
really?
I had a lipo nightmare. In fact, caller, listen to me. It is. I did diet pills. I would go to diet pills and do aerobics class, and then I could feel my heart rate going crazy. I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I got liposuction. I got so much liposuction. I got, like, toxicity. I had to go to the hospital. It was a nightmare. I wrote a big article about it in Glamour magazine. But anyway, they said it would, you know, they said, okay, now you're going to have this flat stomach from lipo. It totally went back.
Really?
The way you get a flat stomach is from doing sit-ups. And even then, I may never have, like, a perfectly flat one, but, I mean, it sort of depends on the exercise. And then they said they could actually change the shape of my legs. They didn't change the shape of my legs. My legs went exactly back to how they were in, like, 4 or 6 months. And then, actually, when I started running, that changed the shape a little. But, I mean, it's not like I went from having short legs to having long dancer legs.
Right.
You know? But, I mean, I take it from me. I got the lipo from my waist down. And everything went back.
Hmm.
It doesn't work. I swear. I will talk to any plastic surgeon until the cows come home. Liposuction does not work. And nor does diet pills.
Carl?
I am not a cow. I hope
no.
that.
No. Kathy's hot. I don't know why you're even getting
thanks.
Into that.
Take it back.
Well, you've always had a hot body.
Well, you know, but it wasn't hot enough. I felt like it wasn't hot enough, you know, and I fell into that actress thing, and I was having wardrobe fittings every day, and they were like going, ooh, you can't, ugh. All right, if you can't fit into the 4, that means we're going to have to get a 6, and acting like 6 was this huge, giant size. And I remember thinking, oh, that's bad if I'm a 6, right? I better be a 4 or a 2.
Hey, you've always been,
I was thin.
I
got the rack, I got the whole package. But I was convinced that I had to have it done. I had surgery, and, it was a nightmare. It was ridiculous.
Nice rack.
Thank you.
Carl?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yep.
What's up?
And I suppose you think I'm fat, Carl.
Take
it back. Hey, I got a couple questions for you, actually.
Uh-huh.
The first one was, what's the best way to get rid of a hickey?
We don't know.
Well, you have to go back to the 50s when people did them, first of all.
Yes, when it actually happened. There's really no, it's just a bruise and it has to heal, that's all.
That's what I figured.
What about ice? Would that help?
I don't think so. Maybe
a heat. See, girls need to wear concealer cream.
Yeah, and
a turtleneck.
I'll tell you what'll hide it is one of those Nicorette patches. I did that once. It's a big old huge Nicorette patch right under my jaw.
Who gave you a hickey?
Jimmy.
Oh.
But I don't want to talk
He's so
about
passionate.
It.
So passionate.
We had that caller about a year ago, and they said that they put a spoon.
I know.
In the freezer,
it
frozen
no,
spoon.
Nobody should be getting hickeys.
No,
hickeys are painful
either.
And angry.
Yeah. What are you doing getting hickeys? Oh, you're calling from Alaska.
Yeah.
I guess it's just hitting that, right?
Yeah, we're behind the times.
Yeah. There's these things that'll be coming around the corner soon called bell bottoms.
Now we already got those.
Oh, yeah. What about the raccoon coat? Is that came and went
Charleston.
There? The Charleston.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lindbergh, is he
What's your other question,
Atlantic?
Carl? Your other questions?
Yeah, I'm on Paxil 40 milligrams.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know if I was allowed to drink while I was on that.
Not heavily.
No. Well, but it's not going to kill him.
Well, you're 17. If you're using alcohol at 17 significantly and you're needing Paxil, you got to discuss this with the doctor. Just be honest with him or her what you're doing.
Right.
All right there, buddy?
All right.
What's it like in Alaska right now?
The cold hellhole of the U.S.
Really? Is it dark all the time?
So you need Paxil?
It's not dark all the time. It gets dark around 6.
That's dark like here.
From that until...
When what time of the year does it get dark at 10 at night?
At 10 at night? Oh, about August.
Oh, okay. All right. Why do I get squeezed around like a goddamn bar rag to get a half ounce of information out of everybody?
Because, again, it's that grandiosity.
That's how he called the talking
it's like,
club.
His thing is, well, when is it light at 10 where you are? Why don't you know that?
His
right?
whole, I mean, when I asked him about getting dark at 10 o'clock, his whole thing was, I mean, his tone was like, what are you,
He's confused because
this isn't what I had in mind.
No, he's confused is that he doesn't understand it's different parts of the country.
Oh, he doesn't? No,
he
was not born in Alaska. Carl?
What?
Did you... Hey, look, don't give me any attitude. You were born there?
Yep.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
I thought people just got shipped there, like Rikers Island or something. I didn't know they actually were born there. I thought it was like kind of like a gulag, you know?
Elba.
Are you in any of the calendars?
Am I what?
In a calendar.
In a calendar.
I thought Alaska had hot guy on pipeline calendars.
No, we don't have hot guys.
No.
Are you a mail order groom? Because you got to get out of that life. I mean, that goes nowhere.
Did you know that it doesn't get dark at 10 o'clock anywhere else except up there north in Alaska?
Yeah, it's dark all the time here in the wintertime pretty much.
So you can't even...
Okay, but isn't it wintertime? Is it not? I mean, we're coming out of the winter.
Why isn't it dark all the time now?
Yeah, but the midwinter, like January especially, January and December, we're dark about 3:30 in the afternoon all the way up till about 10:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Okay.
And it's about 10 below, 20 below.
Okay, you got to get out of that pit.
I got to get out of this pit.
That's right. All right there, Carl.
All right, thank you.
All right. Boy, he's scaring me. I'm glad he's in Alaska. I'm going to stay there. Okay. Alaskan people are scary. What's scarier, the people that were born in Alaska or the people that go there?
I find the gays from Alaska to be delightful.
Oh, yeah.
Their coping skills are excellent, and they really keep the hickeys down to a shout.
They got, who moved to Alaska? Oh, I don't want to get into it. All right. We go too many directions in this show. Chris?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I was just wondering if there is really 600 calories in sperm.
I know what this is about. He's trying to convince the girl it's good for
her. Right, and her mom is telling her. And her mom is telling her it's 1,400 calories.
You read it in Cosmo magazine.
Oh, that is toxic. Burn it. That magazine is life-ruining.
No,
Cosmo.
It's about 6 calories.
What's a Big Mac have?
I have no idea.
It's about 400 or so, would you think?
A Big Mac with jizz?
That'd be like 6.
Maybe 1,200.
Well, side of jizz for Duncan.
What?
Yeah, all right. No calories there, Chris.
All right.
Put it this way.
Oh, so now she has to swallow. Be proud of yourself.
Put it this way, Chris. If sperm has 600 calories, then a Snickers bar would just have to have several million.
Uh-huh.
I mean, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, thanks. And how does that work? We got to go to break, but the whole calorie thing, you know, like you're eating some, TV dinner and it says, you know, it's got 850 calories in it or 1,000 calories or whatever the hell it's got. I don't know. And then you run on one of those treadmills till your nuts fall off and
right.
It says, you burnt 63 calories.
I know.
I think, wait a minute. That's horrible
that
math. Like,
right.
I almost killed myself. I sweat a bucket. I've been running my ass off for an hour and I worked off like 2 peas from the TV dinner. There's something screwed up with that math.
Not even the pecan pie square.
Well, yeah.
You're burning thousands of calories automatically every day. And when you have exercise, you increase muscle, which burns calories, and you increase your metabolism, which continues to burn calories.
I want more bang for my buck,
though.
I'm saying.
I want to work out and burn like 50,000 calories.
You run your ass off on a treadmill, you end up burning 110 calories, and then one croissant is like 245. Well, how does that work? That's no payday. That doesn't work for me. But work that out, would you?
I will.
I heard it's about fat grams anyway.
Kathy Griffin is our guest tonight. Dear, dear, dear friend. We'll be right back after this. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Well, Kathy.
Again, the show interferes with our conversation.
Mm. There was a spirited conversation about airline miles.
One of my favorite topics ever.
Jeez, who knew you were so passionate about airline miles?
I have very strong feelings.
Evidently.
Yeah.
She goes on.
I know how to use them. I know when not to use them. I know peak periods. I know promotions.
She goes on websites.
There's a whole website. Right.
Like-minded nerds about traveling.
Right.
And
all tips. Sometimes I'm mad at Continental for a while, and I just say, screw it, I'm going to Alaska Air.
Yeah, but...
You know.
Yeah, but you go back.
I know, but I'm very upset about the conglomerates. I'm very upset about people think it's a good thing that American United buy all the small airlines. It's a terrible thing for the consumer.
Right.
Terrible.
Why?
Because they run the show.
Yeah, but they're all going to those Canadian jets. It's all good.
It is?
Adam and I had to fly on some of those prop planes a few back.
Well, no, I'm just saying it's too bad that TWA was absorbed by American. Yeah. And
you know,
I say go
heal some babies.
You know what's funny about this show? It's turned into a stand-up routine with no punchline though. Everyone just sits around, like we all sit around and go, let me tell you about these conglomerations. American hooks up with United hooks up with Connell, and you know what? I'm pissed off because it's not fair to the consumer. And everyone's like you think, all right, here comes a joke.
Right.
No, we're talking. This is not a segue to do some stand-up, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the view.
We're actually talking about airline miles. And Drew offered to buy mine now.
You
can't buy your airline miles. That's illegal.
You can't transfer
them. Pennies on the dollar.
What you would have to do is you would have to call and purchase his ticket for you through your miles, but you can't sell him your miles. Like, he can't call and say, can I use Drew's miles?
Right.
Sorry.
I'm ready for it to pull some sort of FAA badge out any second now.
You two are going down. You're under arrest?
Sean, 30.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, you're 30. Woo! What's up?
Hey, I have a question. What's wrong with women swallowing? It's protein, calcium, everything woman's body needs here. Is there a health problem to this or anything?
No, it's just they don't seem to find it pleasant.
Boy, I don't know down in California. Up here in Oregon, it's just, they like it, man.
Really? They do?
Yeah, I'm
up here in Oregon, they like it.
They do, too.
Really? Yeah. What do they love about it? Do they love the pea taste or the sour milk taste? What do they like best?
I've had talk women say it gives them a real rush. It's a real rush.
It's a rush, really.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yeah, I'm serious.
No, that's an interesting take on it.
It's a rush for them to vomit.
Yeah, I was saying near vomiting is quite an interesting thing.
Maybe sushi's popular up here. I don't know. But, hey, it's good for them, isn't it?
This is one of these guys who thinks women taste like fish.
Yeah.
I guarantee.
Yeah, Sean, it is not definitely not good for them. Definitely not.
It's not.
If there is, you know, the more serious STDs, sexually transmitted diseases, are transmitted by the swallowing part.
Yeah, but you have to have one too, right?
One STD to give, yes.
Yeah. All right. Let's.
I didn't know that it was a statewide policy in Oregon for women to love it.
Oh yeah, that's how
they
get in the state.
They love it up here.
Yeah.
They get a rush. That's my favorite thing.
Love
they get a rush.
Leave it.
The swallow state. Hey Dave, you should see their license plate. I have a proposal for some of the new license plates.
State bird.
He drew everybody.
By the way, United flies direct to Eugene. 25,000 miles.
David
does not. Go
all right, all right. Shut up.
Where's
you
the stopover?
San Francisco.
Oh,
nerd.
Oh, bastards.
David.
Yeah. Oh.
Yes.
Oh, it's Alaska.
Yes, 27. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I saw your physique like on a pull bit, like, I don't know, it must have been like a macho thing, and like, you know how you're saying, like, you eat all this cake and like you eat whatever you want?
Who are you talking to, Adam?
Yeah, Adam.
Oh. Did I ever say that, Drew?
I don't know. Well, we eat a lot.
Yeah, you just
we eat everything that comes before us.
Yeah, well, the reason why Adam's able to do that is because he probably has pretty good genetics to begin with. I mean, he's like, what, 6'2", like 185? I mean, I have to pretty much bust ass to get the 185 when I'm 6'4".
I gotta join Kathy's gay army pretty soon with this this beautiful, wafy physique.
It is delightful.
You're thin, Dave, is what you're saying, right?
Well, yeah, but my metabolism was like moderate. See, I'm more meso, but I have slightly endo traits, like fat traits. I mean, I could get a gut, but I could lose it in try a month. But
hold on, I'm riding them.
Like perfect, man. You could just get ripped in like 3 weeks if you want.
I'm riding as fast as I can. Yeah. Well, listen, hey, you know, David, thank you very much for
Adam, I think
compliment.
He met someone.
He's talking about endomorphs and mesomorphs and
mesomorphs.
I thought he was talking about opera.
Ancient crazy.
I thought he was going to start getting into the Zoftic stuff.
Is he in the army or not? That's all I want to know.
No.
I appreciate
another tough
compliment.
Sell.
If, yeah, I'd spy.
What are you showing your physique on the man show? Are you doing pole dances?
Yeah, we did a, remember there's a
did
show?
Did you shave for that?
No, there was a show called, G-String Divas or something that was on like
HBO
for a while that we enjoyed. We did a little send-up of that called, Jockstrap Divas. Oh, Drew saw that.
Yes, very funny.
Yeah, Jimmy and I play male strippers. We have a problem.
Jimmy was in a G-string?
It is such a...
That makes me feel I have cheeks full of jizz.
Oh,
I'm running to the bathroom.
Yes.
Not that I don't adore him, because, you know, that guy's a honey. That guy is a doll.
Cheeks full of jizz was Drew's Indian name. A lot of people don't remember that.
Indian guys.
All hail.
Yeah. Ivy?
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
I have a problem with a boyfriend, ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
He isn't getting the hint that I no longer want anything to do with him. I you know, I try talking to him civilly.
Wait a minute. He is your ex-boyfriend, or you want him to be your ex-boyfriend?
He is. I used to live with him. We've probably been together about 2 years.
So you've broken up, you've separated, you've left the house. He gets all that, but he won't leave you alone.
Right. And, I mean, we still talk.
Why do you talk to him? Why?
I was being nice.
Well, being nice is being cruel to him.
Yeah.
And being nice is being good to yourself, so you don't have to see him be uncomfortable. You don't have to feel like a bad person, whatever it is.
Do you have any feelings at all for him anymore?
No.
No, you got to just cease contact completely.
I totally dated guys like her. I just want to say that.
Yeah.
Guys like her.
Yeah, guys like her.
They're trying to let you down easy.
Yeah, and they want to be nice. They don't want to think they're nice.
Yeah.
But they hurt.
Yeah. You're really being unfair to him.
Yeah, he went. I mean, I was talking to him totally as civilly as I could, and he was in front of my house. He just freaked, and he walked away, and I went in my house. You know, I closed the door, and my sister was in the house, and he comes back and bangs on my door, and I opened the door, and I, you know, all my neighbors outside, so they saw him, but he, like, punched my mailboxes.
Yeah. Guys punch stuff.
Watch your car, too.
Oh, my, I know. I just bought a new truck. If he comes near my new truck.
Well, listen, if he will not...
You're calling from Brentwood?
Not out here. I'm not in L.A.
Good. Because I was going to say, this is a Beverly Hillbillies kind of thing going on. The truck and the boyfriend.
Bodine?
Yeah, you're calling from, like, Brentwood, South Carolina, right?
No, it's about an hour out of San Francisco.
All right. But it's not the Brentwood that O.J. lives in.
No.
Okay,
all right,
good.
You just
wasn't connecting for me.
Cease contact. If he doesn't behave himself, you call the cops. That's it. You just bring the consequence to bear.
Nothing worse. I mean, I know, Drew, we're guys, so maybe it's hard to be objective here, but the pain of a 19, 20-year-old jilted male is cannot be equaled in nature.
I was thinking about, on the way driving tonight, I was thinking of myself as 21 and what just a pathetic creature. First you get zeroed in on stuff and you can't let go.
What's the most pathetic thing you did, like, with a jilted girl when you were that age?
Just, I did this sort of, I didn't do any punching things.
But I did the mailbox.
Did the, well, not letting go, not hearing it. Like.
Did you ever do drive-bys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Of course. And I mean, I think we all know, Drew, what are you doing here? No. Wait, don't move. We all know, please.
My goal is, in fact, to raise my son so that this never happens to them.
Well,
that's one of my goals.
The best way to do that is to kill them on their 16th birthday. Is that what you're talking about?
No, it has to happen to them.
My,
otherwise, they're going to be 30.
Yeah. You rub you got to wrap them in that packing material, too,
the
so they never
wrap.
Get bruised. Yeah. Wrap their brain in bubble wrap. But is a guy, and Kathy, I mean, everyone in this room has been screwed over 1,000 times, I'm sure. Maybe 1,000
and one. I doubt that either one of you have done stuff more pathetic than me at that age. I really
don't.
Oh, no.
No.
Oh, you're so cool. There's no way. There's no way.
No way. No way.
Throw it down. Bring it. What do you got? What do you got, big man? Come on, pole dancing hottie.
You see, this stuff's hard even to bring out because you forget about it intentionally.
And
see? That's the first sign that you didn't do anything that bad.
Well, the thing, here's the thing, too, is it was so, like, immensely painful. It doesn't even translate into something that is that spectacular. It was just so brutally, painful.
You sitting on the stairs of that sorority crying, that was pretty bad.
I was not. How? Hold on.
That's awesome!
How dare you? How dare you, sir? I was not sitting on a sorority steps crying.
You were inside there.
I was not. The girl was a sorority girl.
Yeah.
And I had some bad times with her and was in a funk for about 2 or 3 years after she... After she dumped me and horribly, horribly depressed. It did not care if I died and all that good stuff. But it never really translated into any, like, crazy outburst. It went over the house a few times. Found a soiled condom under her bed when I was looking for my softball that was the excuse I went over to her house.
Really? I lost my softball.
Don't! No.
I have to have it. Maybe it's under the bed.
No.
What is this, a used condom?
I got my mitt. I left my mitt over at her house.
How old were you?
I was
30.
6 months ago. No, I was probably 23. No, 22, something like 21.
And you were playing softball regularly?
Oh, yeah, that's my goal still. I mean, I try to play as much as I can. And my mitt was over at her house, so I...
I don't know when the last time a guy left his mitt at my house was.
I mean, picture this. You're horribly in love with somebody. You're obsessed with them. It's been, by the way, it's been a good 6-8 months now.
They've broken up.
Well, that she dumped me, yes. Oh. It's unfair to call it breaking.
You're still, you're still doing the driveway. You're still thinking about all the time. You're still depressed.
I'm still, yeah. She has actually moved once since this time, and I'm still horribly depressed and still, like, just clingy and trying like hell to get her back. And I go over to her house, and it's way out there, and her sister answers, and she's not there, which is another thing that's horrible when you go for that, like, surprise attack, and the person's out of town, and your heart, and you just go, oh,
feel like grinding.
And
you
got to
face the humiliation of the sister.
I said, I'm coming in, I want my mitt. And she said, all right, go in and get your mitt. And I went into her bedroom, and I found my mitt. And then I said, where's my softball? And I started looking around for my softball. And I thought, well, maybe it rolled under the bed or something, you know, with the duvet and whatnot. I flipped the duvet cover under there. I take a look. Soiled condom.
Are you sure it wasn't one of yours? Oh, no, she moved.
Soiled condom.
Good time.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what it's like trying to play ball with a soiled condom, by the way? I had to do. I had to fill it. I had to fill it with sawdust and play with it.
Mm-hmm.
Could never get it out of the infield.
Wow.
I want to kill myself when I go back. But as a guy, here's what I'm saying, Kathy. I believe as badly as you've hurt in your life over this, and we've all hurt over this, I think guys even have a more horrible biological thing that goes on with them.
No!
At 20.
You are
at 20.
Wrong.
Yes.
Because women
How
at that
dare
age
you try to take our pain away from us? How dare you dismiss our pain?
Fine, you can have your mitt back. Because women at 19 and 20 are, especially in their social circle, are defined by whether or not there's some guy out there who loves them.
There's a
and
guy in every
nobody,
corner who wants to F you, though.
Big deal.
And we have this stink of failure all over us.
And that's it. You're screwed from then on. You can't get, no one will come near you.
Let me tell you, I could have, and I say this with all due respect, could have banged the bejesus out of Kathy at any given time in my life except for that 6 months after I was dumped and had that stink of failure on me.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. Excuse me. You think at any time you could have banged the bejesus out of me.
Thank you. John, you're 18. What's up?
Wait, no, we got to go to break.
Oh, we got to go
to break. That is appalling.
Hold on, John.
John.
Hold on,
John, we're going to take a break.
Be with me. John.
Okay.
We're going to take a break there, John.
All right.
All right. Hold on. Kathy Griffin is here. Should have banged the bejesus out when I had the chance, and we'll be back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew. Kathy Griffin, dear friend, is here tonight. Going to be at the L.A. Gay and Lesbian Center, which is on
McKinnon
in Santa Monica.
In Hollywood, off Santa Monica Boulevard. Every Saturday in March.
Right, right.
It is. It's crawling.
Go there Saturday night. Join her army, and let's see if we can power through some calls.
The lesbians there.
John?
Yeah.
You're 18.
Yeah. Kathy?
Yeah?
Got a big question for you, but first I want to talk to Adam. I'm sorry.
Okay, go ahead. No, he's hotter.
Yeah.
That guy who called earlier from Alaska?
Yeah.
You didn't warn him about the mullet?
Oh, there's a lot of mullets going on there?
Still?
Well, I mean, if they're still behind...
Oh, it's coming. It's coming. Yeah. Yeah, but bell bottoms had just blown into town, so I didn't... And I figured the mullet was a good 8 years off.
So it's too early to warn people about the mullet, though.
That's true. There should be an early mullet warning. I wish I'd gotten one.
All right, but Kathy?
Yeah?
Now, I wanted to ask you a question about, in the terms of your illustrious career...
Right.
Has anybody ever tried to take advantage of you and try to get you to pose nude at any time?
Not even close. I swear to God. I think I went on one audition when I was like... 17 or 18, I just moved to L.A., and there was, like, it truly was, I don't even know what publication I read it in, and I went, and there was, like, some sleazy, really old guy. He was so old that I remember feeling very safe, and I met him in, like, a hotel room.
Ooh.
And I just, honestly, that's really how naive you are, and that's why, like, when you hear about, like, Desiree Washington, the girl that Mike Tyson raped, and people say, how could you be that stupid? When you're an 18-year-old beauty queen, you really think you're going to visit Mike Tyson, and he wants to talk. My hand to God, like, the stuff I did when I was 18, just as an actress and desperate to work, was so naive. It was unbelievable. And that was like as close as it came. But no, I mean,
anyone do that chicks of comedy kind of thing? I mean,
what do you mean?
I think this guy was asking more about adult life. I mean, established career. stuff. You know, Chicks of Comedy and Playboy or something like that. Has there ever been anything like that?
No.
All right, well, listen. All right, but you don't want me going, no.
No, please. I should say it.
Are you high? Prepare to keep her close.
Not
on.
A lot of men don't want to see me naked because the line is around the block.
Yep, the gay army goes around the block.
They are in formation right now.
Adam?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're 18.
Yeah, earlier I was in the spa with my ex-girlfriend, and the condom ripped. I didn't realize until I got in the truck and we were leaving.
Don't!
Yeah, kind of taken away from them hot rocks.
Yeah, I was wondering, you know, what are the possibilities of her getting pregnant? I guess she had her period 2 weeks ago.
You're right on schedule. You got to get that morning after pill tomorrow.
What do I do to get that?
Call, you know, really it should be available in pharmacies without a prescription now in California. You're in Riverside. Call 1-888-NOT-2-LATE, 1-888-NOT-2-LATE. Ask for a pharmacy, you can just go and get it done because you need that right away because you can reduce the risk of pregnancy to about 70%. Actually, about 80% if you do it tomorrow.
Is Riverside in California?
I believe
so. I hope not.
I'm sorry.
God help us, I hope not.
It's in Bakersfield, isn't it?
Oh, that's not in California, is it?
Well,
all right. Myra? Oh.
Hi.
What? Anderson, because tell me I got to tell Kathy about my invention about taking the tampons. And.
Oh, yeah.
But,
what is this?
I don't know. Now I feel bad. It's tampons that have been, what were they soaked in?
Vicodin.
Valium, Prozac, and whiskey. They sort of mellow the gals out during that time of the month.
When they're at their worst.
You put it in you, and it's kind of, but it's like a slow acting time release type vitamin.
What happens?
Well, because women are very uppity that time of the month, and this sort of would mellow them out.
I'm on the rag every day, because you're infuriating me right now.
Lyra?
I'd like you to have cheeks full of tampons.
We should have got it on when we were in the Grayling. Because there's a lot of tension here. Unfinished business.
You weren't screwed up enough for me. You're a little two together, and that's. That's bad.
You may have done me.
Says quite a bit.
You may have done me anyway, right? Just kind of a mercy
act.
Yes. Thank you, Myra.
Hi, I had a question. I've been watching the ad for it on the television.
Right.
It's supposed to give you electric shocks, supposedly to build your abdomen.
Yeah. Nothing could be more of a load of crap than that damn thing.
Could that cost you a heart attack and taking weight loss pills too?
No. It won't do anything.
Weight loss pills can cause
just
a heart attack.
Just taking the weight loss pills will give you a heart attack. Just taking the weight loss pills can give you a heart attack.
Okay.
Hey, Myra?
Yeah.
Those things do nothing.
They don't work.
They do zero.
I tried them. They don't work.
I saw a whole special on them. You'd be better off.
Every 20 years, they come around again.
You're better off strapping a toaster oven to your belly. All right?
Okay.
Does nothing. Don't buy that. You know, well, here's what they do with those commercials. They do two things. One, they say... along with exercise and diet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, no ass.
You're done. Exercise and diet, you're done.
Yeah,
you don't need the
work
pills.
Out all day and eat nothing but broccoli flour. I'd say you don't need to strap. You don't need to strap that gizmo to your belly. But the other thing they do is they go. Researchers at such and such university claim the beneficial effects to electrical stimuli, muscle, whatever. And yeah, that's true. If you're an athlete and you've injured, you know, you blew out your knee or something, you're trying to recoup faster, you'll get on some apparatus that's $250,000 in a professional setting, and it'll do something. But it's not made in China. It's not cranked out of crappy PVC plastic and sent to your house for $59. So they say this type of technology works. Yes, but not yours.
Mm-hmm.
That's the part that they leave out.
Mm-hmm.
Not the one you're going to get. The one they use over in the medical center in the Raiders training camp. Ryan?
Hi.
And even that don't work that well. You're 17.
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I was just calling because my girlfriend just broke up with me.
You're gay.
Mm-hmm. You want to join the army?
That's all right.
Okay.
She wants to still have sex with me, but she also wants to have sex with other people.
Good times.
It's like Temptation Island.
Yeah.
Did she actually say sex with you or just sort of see you?
Sex.
Hmm.
Are you... You're not a virgin?
No.
You don't sound like a guy who's been breaking off a lot of tail. Yeah. Why did she break up with you?
She just couldn't... She just didn't want a boyfriend, basically.
Yeah. Is she a troubled person?
Well, she doesn't, well, I don't, she doesn't seem to like to go down the straight.
This is a bogus call.
Yeah. Don't believe you. Sorry, Brian. Or Ryan.
No, I'm serious.
Nah, I know, but I bet you're lying. That's the problem.
How do you know?
I just know. He's not in it.
I'm serious. She just broke up with me. I'm serious, like an hour ago.
How long were you with her for?
I actually started dating her on Tuesday.
All right,
now I'm with you. Now I'm with you.
Just started dating on Tuesday. It's now Thursday.
By the way, 3 in the morning where he's calling from.
Oh, okay. So All right, fine.
All right, bogus. Yeah, he wasn't,
he's totally kicked out of the Army, by the way. We do not stand for that.
No.
It's about honesty and support.
We'll have no liars in the gay Army. Mm-hmm.
His penis is bogus.
All right. True. Let's take one more of what he said there, buddy. All right. Elsie?
Hi.
Hey, what's up? You're 31.
Yeah, after I had my first child, I've had two. I had cesarean with both of them. My stomach is, I don't know, I want to call it like a pouch, like it's saggy.
Yep, you got to get the abinator.
Well, that's why I wanted to call you guys, because I've been thinking, you know, about plastic surgery, because it doesn't seem like setups or anything is going to make it.
Well, there are procedures that can correct that, but
why don't you try that first, though?
Yeah, certainly do the other stuff first.
Try the diet and the sit-ups and see what happens.
Well, but okay. I mean, what I was told is that my stomach muscles were torn apart.
You actually have that? You have a hernia?
Well, they said it's like real, real close to a hernia. They told me that my stomach muscles are completely separated.
All right, that's called a ventral diastasis. That does actually need to be repaired.
Okay, so, is that something plastic surgery wise?
Yeah. Actually, any surgeon can do that, but you might want to, since you're looking for a plastic result, you might want to have a plastic surgeon take care of it.
All right, Elsie, take care of yourself. We'll take a break. We'll be right back. Everybody, that's the show. Where did the show go?
Flew by.
Flew with my dear, dear, dear friend, Kathy Griffin. Who will be at the LA Gay and Lesbian Center, which is off of McCadden in Santa Monica in Los Angeles, every Saturday for the rest of March, doing her fantastic show. I'm going to go out there and check it out.
I'm going to count on it.
All right. We'll talk.
Okay.
Well, I'll give my publicist.
You're in the Army or you're not. You choose.
All right,
you're either with my show or with the terrorists.
You're right. You're for Kathy or against her.
Yeah.
All right. I want to thank Damien for doing a great job on the phones all week. Look at
your gay
pathetic sacks sitting there. I want to thank Tara, don't call me Tara, goddammit, for doing a great job on the phones. I want to thank Lauren for coming in and doing a good job, and producer Ann's absence, and producer Ann for doing a great job all week, and of course Anderson for working those magic fingers.
Thanks a lot, Dr. Drew and Adam.
So until next time, this is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew and Andy Dick saying mahalo.
But then there's a lot of drooling, and there's a lot of oops, it spilled out. But I'm not going to just have cheeks full of jizz.
This has been Love Line. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.